This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner. She writes the Middle of Somewhere column. She writes for other distinguished publications. We go now in Selena's back roads from Hannibal, Missouri to Russell, Kansas, Russell County. And a hero who has left us, 1923-2021. Bob Dole, Representative Bob Dole, Senator Bob Dole, Majority and Minority Leader Bob Dole, a man whom I visited with David Davenport of the Hoover Institution, and he worked for Bob Dole as an intern in the late 1960s. Selena, you knew Bob Dole. David, I did not, but David emphasized that he was a modest and humble man and did not feel comfortable boasting or in any way talking about his accomplishments, and oftentimes was cheerful even when the country was this or that or he was being blamed for things. He was not a performer of what we've come used to, which is the rock star politician. You knew him. Is it the same for your experience?
Absolutely. So I just by happenstance, when I was driving across the country this fall, I stayed in Russell, Kansas, and which was also the home of the late senator from Pennsylvania, Arlen Specter. In fact, the two men lived only several blocks between each other when they were growing up. The thing about Senator Bob Dole is that he brought with him everywhere he went two things. He brought Russell, Kansas with him. He did, and what he existed in a world that in a state of mind that always reflected the values of Kansas. And that is incredibly important to do. And it is sort of a lost value among people that are elected to Washington and legislate for Washington. I can think of the only one I could think of currently would be Senator Joe Manchin. He also is very adept at keeping how he was brought up as part of how he legislates. The other thing that Dole brought with him was, you know, I don't know if people realize this, but he was a war hero. He was severely injured on his back and his arm with shrapnel. He was never able to use his right arm again. It would take him at least an hour or two to get ready every day. That is to the degree of the severity of his injuries. And I think that, along with keeping himself in check with Kansas, kept him humble, kept him himself. And it also helped him develop this very razor-sharp wit. You could have a conversation with him, and he would just throw out a line, and you'd be like, where did that come from? And he was a very, very funny gentleman, among many other attributes.
David told me that he checked with the interns each morning and asked them into his office in the course of their time and asked them what they wanted to do and what their vision was. And these were interns from Kansas. As you say, he never lost touch with Russell, Kansas. Twain never lost touch with Hannibal, Missouri. And of course, your theme right now, Selena, is that our leadership has lost touch with small town America, with the middle of somewhere. Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner and other distinguished publications. Hannibal, Missouri, what a celebration at Christmas time. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.